On the top of a peak in the Anza Borrego Desert State Park lies the ruins of an early 20th century homestead. Artist and writer Marshall South and his family of four lived in this arid desert for 17 years in search for a more creative and spiritual existence. Visitors today zigzag up switchbacks while overlooking a barren landscape dotted with ocotillo cactus and yuccas in hopes to get a glimpse at this life that once was. Once visitors get to the top of Ghost Mountain, they come upon the remains of this family's life in the middle of a remote desert. Crumpled walls, a rusted mattress frame, old barrels. As visitors visualize living the simple life, it becomes quite apparent what key element for human survival is missing for miles. Water. On today's show, we're going to learn more about water harvesting and why capturing rainwater is a great way to make a difference. On top of Ghost Mountain, one of the most interesting artifacts is an old hollow cistern used to capture water. Human life cannot exist without water, and survival in the desert for this one family couldn't exist without water harvesting. To learn more about water harvesting and how this family lived in the desert for years, I enlisted the help of a professional.
My name's Brooke Sarson, and I am a water harvester.
Brooke is an expert in San Diego, and she helped me understand more about water harvesting.
Water harvesting is basically capturing rainwater and gray water in homes and businesses, you know, around town.
In the case of the family, harvesting water, or more specifically, capturing rainwater, made it possible for them to live and thrive on top of a mountain with no water source. In the case of water harvesting in the city setting, capturing rainwater makes a lot of sense.
We're reducing storm drain pollution. We're reducing the need and dependence for large-scale municipal wastewater treatment facilities at the level that we currently have. And we have ecological, beautiful landscapes that feed our communities with food and then feed the ecology with natives.
Even in the Anza Borrego Desert, with the state park headquarters averaging 6.72 inches of rain per year, there's plenty of water when you put water harvesting practices in place.
Most people are like, oh, it never rains in San Diego, like that'll never fill up. So just challenging all of that to really make people get in touch with the facts, you know, and the reality of what's possible.
So to clarify what it means to capture rainwater, I asked Brooke.
Rainwater is water that comes off the roof or other above grade surfaces that you can capture either in a tank or into what we call earthworks in the landscape where the water is allowed to pool and soak in rather than just run off.
And there's great potential for water capture.
The potential there is huge. People don't realize it, but 1,000 square foot roof will shed 600 gallons in a single inch of rain.
So let's really do the math here and see this potential. The average daily residential water use was 76.5 gallons per person in 2017 for my water district in San Diego. More than half of that was for landscape use.
And then it rains like an average of 10 inches a year, like coastal San Diego, and then you get inland and it's more like 12 to 14. So you're talking about thousands of gallons a year of potential water.
So let's say we get 10 inches and we have a 1,000 square foot roof. For one person adding a water tank, that's 6,000 gallons a year. Without making any other change, we're talking about more than 5 months of water supply for the average person's landscape water use.
You know, when you kind of look at how water use plays out in, for example, the city of San Diego or the county of San Diego, residential use is the primary thing. So you start to realize, man, if everybody started implementing these kinds of changes and reducing water use, we would make a huge difference.
The South family understood the importance of water harvesting for their life in the desert. Since our water is so scarce in Southern California, water harvesting is just as important to ensure we have water for years to come. Brooke had great advice for how to get started in water harvesting.
Start observing. Get outside. Look at your downspout. Look where the water is running. Look at how much water is running. Look at, you know, flow patterns in your yard or in your neighborhood or out in the hills. And start to really understand the way that water is generated and moves. So I think that something that people can do this week right now is just start to get in touch with the water resources that we have around us every day by the tangible ways that they're in your space and in your reality.
Marshall South and his family built their own water cistern to capture water and create a reliable source for the family's needs. It's important that we follow suit to reduce dependence on outside water sources, reduce stormwater pollution, and simply not waste the gallons of rain we get each year.
This is really cool to see what people are willing and interested to do once they get educated and how much of a difference it makes for them and their neighbors, the people that know them, and the larger community.
When seeing the remains of the Ghost Mountain homestead, it's clear the family was doing something right to live in the desert for 17 years without a consistent source of water. Looking into that hollow cistern in the middle of the desert, it's empowering to see that water harvesting not only made one family's dream possible, it made it sustainable.